Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. Brother Griffin always does an awesome job, so I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Thank you for such a warm welcome. Certainly, indeed, it's a privilege to be a part of this great ministry. I just want to continue to pray that we be steadfast and unmovable, remain abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know our labor will not be in vain in the Lord. Today's lesson, I want to pose a question, that is, what are you motivated by? In other words, that is to say, what keeps you up, what's influencing your faith. when we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1 through 5, 5 will be our chief text. I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Verse 5 is our focus this morning for our words of encouragement, that your faith, and that is so key, our individual personal faith, our trust, our belief, our faith in God, what caused it to stand? He said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man. When we talk about this phrase stand, that is supported by, sustained by, held up by, exists by. What is the foundation that is of your faith? Now, we know the scriptures tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul says these encouraging words to those then. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, wherein ye stand." And so Paul is suggesting that what's supposed to sustain, support, uphold, or cause our faith to exist, he told them then, I trust that the gospel that I have preached and the gospel that you have received, by which you stand, which are you supported, by which you exist, by which is holding you up, that is the gospel. And then again, we look in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and the verses 24. Paul says, not for what we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, but by faith ye stand. And so there is a faith that's standing that we stand by. This faith, we hope and trust that, as the writer says in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we hope and trust then that your faith is what's causing you to stand, but where did you get your faith from? What is the reservoir of your faith? We hope the Bible is conclusive in your life when it says, so then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So this element of faith you have, where did you get it from? Did it come from the wisdom of men, or did it come from the faith that's in Christ? Did it come from the word of God? Or did it come from your neighborhood wise person, or where did you get it from? And so Paul says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Now, granted, there are some very intellectual and wise people among us, as it was here in the first century, and as it was even prior to then. And they educated their communities. They had an audience all of their own, and no doubt their audience took heed to what they said, whether it be right or whether it be wrong. And they shaped the culture of their day, these wise men. But here comes Jesus, and here comes along Jesus's little Jesus's his apostles. And then comes the Holy Spirit with the word of God. And that changed things. And now Paul is letting them know that, yeah, perhaps there once was some wisdom of men that everyone listened to, but now we have the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is by which we are to be led about, by which we are to receive our guidance instructions. Let's notice what he says quickly as we notice verse 6 to about verse number 9 and compare the gospel or the word of God to the wisdom of men. He says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them our purpose, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor are the priests of this world that come to know. He says that there is a limitation to the wisdom of men and to the wisdom of this world. And there are so many people are listening to these telecasters these so-called whismatic reporters, and from strange reason, the majority of them really don't know God, really don't know the word of God, but yet they have an audience. They have the means to communicate false words, false lies, or false advice, erroneous advice to people all around the world. And when people haven't been exposed to the word of God, I suppose they have no alternative but to listen to the wisdom of these telecasters. He says, Paul said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. See, there's limitations. There's some things that these so-called wise men, that include Oprah, who think they really have opened the can of knowledge to the world, like we haven't been exposed to truth. We have been exposed to solid reason. We have been exposed to a lot of things. But the Bible said none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. If the wise men had knowledge crucifying Jesus, that now there's a legacy, now there's this whole generation after generation after generation is now fleeing to Jesus. Had they known that crucifying him would have created a cause that the whole world would now forever be after Jesus, I don't think they understood. They thought they were destroying, silencing the voice of Christ. When they took his life, they opened up the world to Jesus. And the writer said, had they known that, they would have not crucified the Son of glory, the Lord of glory. And so Paul is saying, look, I did not come to you trying to be with you, trying to speak smooth words to you. I didn't come with excellency of speech. I didn't come with rhetoric. I did not come with smooth words. But all I want to do is tell you about Jesus, because what you need to know to get your life straight is Jesus and Jesus only and only Jesus. And so we find then that there are those who think they have tapped into some true wisdom, but the writer says there is no true wisdom that of God. Again, back to this idea of standing. In Romans chapter 5, verse 2, actually verse 1, we start there. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. That word stand again, by having peace with God, by having faith in Christ, we have access by grace, and by the grace of God, we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. It is not by the wisdom of man that you stand up in your faith. Now, getting a good, solid education is not a thing wrong with that. I have several degrees. But if those degrees is what I'm counting on sustaining my faith in Jesus Christ, I've got the wrong degree. If my job, I make, not me personally, but the person made 6 digits every year for half been for the past 30 years. That's great to be economically and sustained. That's great. But if they have not the wisdom that comes from Jesus Christ, those are temporal values. They don't last for a lifetime. If it's because you feel that you got a happy home, that's great. We all need a happy home. But that alone will not sustain your faith. Perhaps you've got all the material things you think you need, and you won't even need to use your credit anymore. That's great, but those things will not sustain you. It is our faith in Christ Jesus that sustains you, and Paul keeps emphasizing that over and over and over again. He asked that question, that your faith should stand of men. Advisors, they're great to have, and we ought to have them, and the wisdom they have in the financial realm. But what the Bible says, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That is what our faith should be upheld by, supported by, sustained by. exists by and not by the will and the wisdom of men. I want to encourage you today is that as we continue to labor on this time throughout our life, that we will forever remember that it's by Christ's faith, our faith in Christ, the gospel of Christ, the grace of God, that you and I stand and not in the wisdom of men. Take sound advice, but not take it over the will and way of God. May God bless you and may he keep you in our prayers. Let us, God, we're so thankful for all that you are, all that you should ever become. Guide us and keep us in the hub of your hand. Allow us to have a great, magnificent day as we walk in the wisdom of your way and your will and not in the wisdom of men. But we know that there's some shortfalls and shortcomings and that some temporary things that go along with the wisdom of men. They're not permanent and they cannot truly sustain you. Even though they are great to have, but they're not that which we all have as a whole. Guide and keep our heart and mind and souls. Protect us this day. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen.